so I could pretend that I was an ordinary 19-year-old, coming home from an ordinary night down the pub. On those nights I walked briskly, purposefully, clutching my empty handbag firmly under my arm. I walked down to Ealing Broadway, glancing in the windows of a few bars and pubs to see people drinking and having fun. I saw girls laughing and flirting, leaving lipstick imprints on their wineglass rims, and I wanted to press my own lips up against the glass of the windows. I wanted to leave my mark somewhere. Sometimes I even saw girls I'd been to school with. Half of me wanted to go in and talk to them, but the shy part of me knew that I never would. It was enough, really, just to see that life was going on without me. I realized that this sounded horribly self-pitying, but it was true. I could have got a babysitter for Stella and gone out for real if I'd really put my foot down, but she was so clingy those first few months that if I even tentatively mentioned that my friend Esther had rung to invite me to a party, Stella's eyes would get huge with panic, her voice instantly thick with tears, and she'd whisper, "Please don't leave me." And that would be that. Other nights, I just meandered about, up and down the residential streets near our house, my head dragging with grief, stumbling and blinded by the tears that I couldn't shed in front of Stella. I'd walk to the nearest bench and sit down, pulling my knees up under my chin, not caring who saw me crying. I wanted to be rescued. I didn't care who by. I wanted someone to take the burden off my shoulders and the decisions out of my hands. There was no way I'd ever have told that to the camera, though.